Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Make it 7 in a row.
Holy smokes.
For the Boston 7. Bruins.
They are a wagon.
Spider-Man meme, Pats and Bruins.
Pats and Bruins.
Just ripping off 7
Will
game win
streaks.
Will
either team ever lose again?
Good question.
Some are asking.
It is a good question.
Yeah.
That game last night, I think there was there's quite a bit to it. Pastrnak gets his 400th.
Yeah.
The benches, Bruins bench anyway, empties. They go out and celebrate on the ice.
Strange.
Which I guess not everybody was a big fan of.
Well, I did find it a little odd. I think 400 goals is awesome. And you could like maybe give him the puck afterwards or something.
Sure.
But like that's such a weird number to sort of stop. So I was looking this up, and you probably saw this. Do you know how many players have 400 goals in the NHL?
In the NHL? No, like active?
No.
All time.
All time.
I have no idea. I know he's the sixth Bruin.
So he's the sixth Bruin, and he became the 112th player.
Okay.
Which is like... In the history of hockey, it's great. I'm not poo-pooing the accomplishment at all. I'm actually like, that's awesome.
Right.
But like to stop the game for 400, if you wait and there are only 49 players with 500, so the next guy to get to 500 will be 50.
You know hockey, though, Keith. They celebrate like everything. You're playing in your 100th game.
This is Drew Brees.
Drew
Brees celebrating the completions percentage or the completions in a game now, and first downs in a game.
Drew Brees like got on the mic.
His kid came out with the headphones on.
Did he
on.
Like
they
some mic work?
Stopped the whole game.
Yeah, they just stopped the whole game. No, that was worse.
It wasn't quite that bad, but I agree. This is kind of inching into that territory.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did find it strange. Like, what an accomplishment. Like, good. That's great. That's awesome. You're an incredible goal scorer. You're clearly one of the best to ever do it. But yeah, the whole team, like I wouldn't even think that'd be one that you would know. Do you remember when Pablo Sandoval was here and he was like that he wanted to stop the game for like his 100th career double?
Yeah,
it was something like that. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, who would even know?
You're a little too dialed in on your numbers.
How do you
there,
know
guy?
That's what you have? I could see like even 50th goal of the season, like when Pastrnak did that. Like,
sure,
that's like a big deal, and like obviously people are talking about that. But to even know, like, hey, you have 399 goals, like, all right, it's a lot of goals.
I guess that's pretty good.
Let's celebrate with let's empty the benches.
So Bruins win again. They empty the bench to celebrate with Pasta.
Yep.
They're up 4-1.
Another Swayman win, back to back 5-3 Swayman wins over the Maple Leafs.
Yeah,
pretty good.
And the game got a little too close for comfort there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bruins get a power play goal. They're up 5-3. They wind up winning 5-3. Pastrnak, the sixth Bruin to score 400, as we mentioned. Johnny Bucyk, number one. Phil Esposito, number two. Bergeron, Marchand, Middleton are next up on the list. Like, he'll be in third place in no time.
Yeah.
Like,
boy, what's Nifty at?
He is at 402. He's going to pass him later this week.
He might pass him tomorrow.
The Marchand's at 422. Bergeron's at 427. Espo's at 459. So, yeah, I mean, there's a real conceivable chance in the next few years he's their all-time leading goal scorer in franchise history, and he's certainly going to be like number three by the end of the year or early next season with his eyes on number two. So it's an impressive stretch for Pastrnak and an impressive showing, especially that he's kept it going and in some ways Keith even elevated away from those two guys. Like, it's not just the product of playing with Bergeron and Marchand, like some of that could have been early on in his career.
Oh, yeah.
He's kept it going without him.
Yeah, for sure.
So the Bruins win again. Is it time to start taking him seriously? Have you deleted hashtag Gavin, gagging for Gavin meme? Is that now gone?
Yeah, we're almost.
I am very proud and pleased.
Yeah, I think I've had to pivot to I'm proud and pleased with this team. I mean, how could you not be? They've won seven in a row. They've beaten some good teams in this stretch.
Seven!
And, I mean, I know they've played more games than everybody for whatever the weird scheduling quirk is. But they're tied with the Canadiens for the most points in the division. Now, that could change. Canadiens have two more games to play. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they have 22 points. So
the games in hand have really started to level out. Like they really have.
A little bit. They've still played more games than every other team in the Eastern Conference.
Right, but when you're barely the number two wild card and you've played three extra games in some teams.
True.
When you just keep winning and now you're tied for the division lead.
Even if the other teams get 2-4 points in their two games out of hand or whatever, then okay, you're still a wild card team. So I think at the very least we know that they're not, you know, the Sabres, they're not the, you know, I mean, the Flames are the can't get out of their own way, the Predators, there's some really bad basement teams. And it's similar to like when we were having this conversation about the Celtics. I know we're going to talk to Terp next hour, but there are some awful NBA teams. So even as bad as the Celtics, you know, I know you're thinking the Celtics are too.
But they're playing Jordan Walsh a lot. They might just be bad.
Fair, but like the Wizards and the Nets are like, look at us. We have five Jordan Walshes on the court at one time. So no, the Bruins, I think that ship has sailed. Like a week or 2 weeks ago, it looked like they might be in that bottom group. They weren't playing well defensively. The goalies weren't good. You had just Pastrnak, who you always knew was good and like an MVP candidate if he's on a good team. But they got enough guys that are playing pretty well. Hampus Lindholm coming back was big for him. I give credit to our guy, Marco Sturm.
No. Pushed,
yeah?
Take your time, right? Get undressed.
That was me in third period.
That's
there.
What I do every time I put the Bruins on now.
the only way to watch.
I disrobe is what I do every time.
That's what the coach wants us to do, so I'm going to listen to the coach. He's got the boys buzzing right now. No, I mean, they're playing really well, so I don't know how you can think they're going to go in a tank. They've always played hard. That's been one thing that since day one. This team plays hard, and I don't know, now they're getting the results. Like, everything's kind of, like, lining up a little bit better.
So, again, not to be a Raycroft, who's going to be on he's on tomorrow. With WEEI Afternoons. Okay. Not to be a Raycroft, but the outlier for this season, Keith, was the 6-game losing streak.
They started
on a 3-game heater. They've won 7 in a row and 8 out of 9. Like, the outlier was the hiccup there in the middle, and it was a long one. Tampa, Vegas, Colorado, Utah, Florida, Anaheim, and that was 3 games out west, so maybe that was part of it. That is the outlier on their season to this point in time.
It has been.
They still only have a +3 goal differential, so how predictive is that? We can get into.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, for that win last night, I thought once Toronto made it 4-3, you started wondering, okay, like, how is this going to shake out for them, and are they going to blow this lead? And Swayman, despite the 30 saves last night, I didn't think was great. I thought the third goal, was it the third goal? Which one was the Ekman-Larsson one? Yeah, the third goal that made it 4-3 was the softest out of the bunch. So I didn't love that. Pastrnak got his second goal, though, to make it 5-3. And I think there was a lot of interesting stuff that happened leading up to that I want to give the Bruins credit for, and specifically a guy who I have not been a fan of, really going back to the signing, Zadorov. So Zadorov, earlier in the game, took out Austin Matthews, which I don't know if it was a dirty hit per se, but Matthews goes head first into the boards. I don't think they're happy about it up in Canada.
I would imagine they are not.
He basically turns down a fight with Domi, which put the Bruins on the power play to get the go-ahead goal, or the goal that gave him some breathing room to go from 4-3 to 5-3, the second Pastrnak power play goal. He turns down the fight with Domi. Domi winds up in the box. Bruins score on that power play. And then after that, he's out there sticking up for McAvoy when McAvoy got the knee-on-knee hit. So, look, I haven't been a fan of him. It's been way too infrequent to see games where he's standing out. But last night was a game where you go, okay, maybe I see why they brought him in. And maybe in year two, it'll work out for him.
Well, you have to have a guy on your team that the other team absolutely hates. You have to have that guy. Now, there are also times where you also hate him as your own guy, like I think Bruins fans. But this year has been better than last year. Last year, it just seemed like such a bad signing. And then he wasn't very good. Like he's big, but like he didn't play big. And so this year it's been a little bit better. He's gotten his nose into like a bunch of different things. And maybe he's in a better role, or I don't know what it is, but he does seem to be more worth the contract this year than he was a year ago. But it's all part of the team. Like,
oh, I mean, it'd be hard to be worse than he was. Last year was a disaster.
He was not good.
And it was right from the start, and he was constantly in the penalty box, and he can't move. And like, yeah. Okay, I mean, I all that happened. Is he going to be closer to worth the deal? Maybe never fully worth it, but closer to worth the deal this year. I thought last night was a good night for him. He was in the middle of a lot of it. So you can discuss on the Bruins at 617-779-7937.
Real quick, do you know what their record is with Hampus Lindholm playing?
Ooh. They're 11-7. Let's say they're 10-1.
No, yeah, 9-1.
Really?
They're 9-1 with the Hamper.
Yeah, because did he miss that whole six-game losing streak?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
maybe there's something there. Also,
they
Morgan
have a Norris candidate then.
Yeah, I mean, he should be based on that. Just show those numbers.
What's the likelihood he makes it through the rest of the year?
Zero.
Yeah, I mean, percent? I would say, I mean, if that's the key to your season, then I'd say that's not a great sign because he's probably not going to make it through the season.
Also, you know me, I like to project stats forward, and after 18 games into the season, so we're almost at the quarter mark. Morgan Geeky on pace for 50 goals.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's out there chirping at people who are not a fan of the empty end of the bench.
They got
to
be feeling themselves a little bit.
He's like,
you know?
Touch grass, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ice, as it were. Touch ice.
Touch ice.
Yeah, is what he's out there
cold,
doing.
Ice cold.
On social media.
Yeah.
Geeky, I didn't think would even repeat the 30-plus goals he had last year. Never mind, ratcheted up from there.
And it was good to see Alex Steve score. I definitely knew who he was.
I meant to bring that up. The Twitch chat said this earlier. They're like, that was a legit, who the hell is that guy?
Alex
moment.
Steves. Yeah, Alex Steves, who apparently was in the Toronto organization, so that was probably pretty sweet for him.
That just sounds like a made-up name.
Alex Steves?
Alex Steves?
The guy you recruit.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Yeah, I don't, I, that guy, I'm not
College
familiar
Football
with his
26,
game.
The recruiting board, where they just have all the fake players. Like, yeah, give me Alex Steves. He's a center out of Kentucky.
Not familiar with that man's game.
No, he had a goal, so I'll take it. I will take it.
Oh, I'll take it. Yeah. And I think we'll take what the Bruins are doing here.
Do you want my prediction for the goalie in the next game?
Oh, yeah.
I've been on that.
Sure.
Korpisalo.
Oh.
So it works out in a way where Korpisalo played Ottawa last week. Then they went to Swayman for back-to-back Toronto games. So they could go Korpisalo against his former team once again.
Revenge game.
Yeah, already had a win in overtime.
A Korpy revenge game.
Korpy.
No, Keefe has been on this. He's been not goalie Bob, goalie
that's my,
Keefe.
That's my guess.
It's been pretty good. You look at Swayman.
Rich has all the answers.
Thank you. Thank you, Aaron Glenn.
Agreed.
You look at what Swayman's done to this point in the year. I thought he would have more of a bounce back this season than he's had. He's 7-4, 308 goals against, 900 save percentage. All just like very underwhelming numbers. And I think last night is a pretty good example of what Swayman's been.
Mm-hmm.
He won. He was okay. 30 saves is certainly not a bad number, but then you look at some of the goals that beat him, specifically the third one, and you go, well, he's not locked in, and he doesn't look like he looked 2 years ago before he got his contract, and he just doesn't look like the same guy.
No, they're scoring way more goals than I would have guessed. Like, I didn't think they were going to be winning a ton of games 5-3 based on the roster. And with the money invested into Swayman and even McAvoy and Lindholm, Hampus Lindholm, you would think, all right, they're going to have to win games more 2-1 type of thing. They haven't. They are sixth, I think, in goals per game.
I would not expect that.
No, I
would
have thought they'd be sixth from the bottom of the league, maybe not even that high.
Yeah, way down there.
So they've been able to overcome the fact that Jeremy Swayman, I think, is still outside the top 30 for goals against. Right, like his save percentage, his goals against are very, very underwhelming, and yet they've been able to win in spite of that, and they've won some of these games, you know, 5-3 or going into overtime and winning there. So if that's why I might even have a little bit more hope for them is, like, shouldn't the goaltending get better as the season goes on?
Or
maybe not, or maybe we just all think Swayman's better than he is.
Well, that's possible. Yeah. I mean, I certainly am probably guilty of that based on me thinking he was worth his contract and me thinking he would bounce back this season. But in theory, Sturm's system, the more comfortable the players get in it, and I think we've even seen some of that as the years worn on, getting minus Lauri out of the lineup, go with guys who fit, you get the hamper healthy, and yeah, maybe the goaltending will improve over the course of the season as players get more and more comfortable in his system, where I do think they largely, you know, want to pack it in. But that's not really the way it's gone down to this point. As you said, Keith, it's been more wide open and they've scored way more goals than I would have anticipated. And I think that fits into what you've said about them and what I think a lot of Bruins fans feel right now. They're fun and they're entertaining and they're worth watching, which is very much unlike the Celtics, who are just, they're a chore to watch, and they're not that far away from having, like, the Alex Steves of their own. Like, they have a bunch of no-name, who is this guy, where did they get him from? And, I don't know, the Bruins have played, again, a more entertaining, and they've been better, but they've played a more entertaining brand of hockey. When they're down in some of these games, they're still competitive, whereas the Celtics, let's face it, pretty much just stand out there and launch three. So I think that's a big win for the Bruins, too.
This is maybe the most insulting thing I can say about the Celtics.
Okay.
Right now, it feels like work watching them. Right? Like, one of the great things about our job is, like, we're just watching sports and we talk about sports, which is, like, the greatest thing in the world. And so, like, every Patriots game, you're super excited for it. You're playing your day around it. The Bruins games now, I'm excited. Like, at night, you're like, all right, the Bruins are on. This is going to be entertaining. I'm going to see something kind of fun. And the game kind of flies by. And then you're like, oh, yeah, the Celtics are on, and it's just
the end,
like,
the end of that Bruins game did not fly by last
night.
The
whole game was
that fly-by. Honestly really bogged down.
That's fair.
Generally, I agree
with
you.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, you're like, you know, usually you're like, or a game like last night where you're like, all right, I'm not going to be able to watch start to finish both games in real time, so I'll be flipping back and forth. You're like, that's great. But then, like, the way the Celtics have gone this season, you're like, ugh. You're like, this is kind of a grind.
Yeah,
and then
I
you're seeing guys, like, to your point, like Jordan Walsh out there.
I like basketball.
So
but
do I.
How much Jordan Walsh, Hugo Gonzalez.
Tough.
You know, I kind of like Luka Garza, but like Luka Garza. Right. How many of those guys do I need to watch out there
Luka
fumbling
Garza
around?
You can like them all you want.
So, you know, I think your point from the start, and it's easy to say, well, Bruins have a winning record, Celtics don't. They're fun to watch. The Celtics aren't.
Yeah.
But to me, when it comes to the Bruins, one thing that they have had, even in those games they were losing, maybe outside of the beatdown 7-2, in Ottawa, where they scored the first and the last outside of the seventh straight in the middle, they've been pretty competitive. Or when they've been down, they battled back. They haven't been dead in those games. Celtics feel more dead.
They do, yeah. And, like, way less hopeful. Like, both went in being like, yeah, I mean, really the Celtics, I thought to start the season, had a better chance of being one of the last playoff teams than the Bruins. Now that has completely flipped in the span of, you know, a month and a half. And, like, yeah, there's something about the Bruins, even when they're down a goal, it's like there's something like there's a little buzz there. They're going to find a way to, like, at least tie the game. And obviously the stretch that they're on has been great, winning seven in a row.
Right, that Florida game, they lost that Florida game when Marchand came back.
Yeah.
But that was a good example of they kept battling back.
Yeah,
they got
dead.
Back into it. I mean, they blew it late, and Swayman gave up, I thought, a horrible goal at the end of that game.
True.
But they were never out of that game. And maybe even
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. Where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
When they were losing, you could see that with them. Is the goal now this year for the Bruins just make the playoffs, just get in?
I think so.
I think that's a fair goal for them.
I think it's changed. I think that was probably their goal all along.
Yeah.
But like for us, you're like, I don't really see it with the roster. But they got a bunch of guys kind of overachieving right now. And the start that they're off to, yeah, I think you have to say, get in, make the playoffs. I honestly don't think hockey is quite as wide open as baseball is in the playoffs. But it's more so than basketball or football, where they're the haves and have-nots even within the playoff structure.
I mean, I think the way the Bruins, this was not my personal expectation going into the year, and they were long, plus odds to make the playoffs. Remember, they were like plus 3-something to make the postseason. Going into the year, we were talking about it on opening night. So the expectation wasn't make the playoffs. For a successful year, get in. I mean, that's how I feel today,
yeah,
on November 12th. I mean, maybe I'll revise that upwards as the year goes along. But right now, just get in. And that was pretty similar to how he felt about the Red Sox for much of the year.
Mm-hmm.
When Roman Anthony got here and they were playing great before he got hurt, I even revised that up and said they need to win a round. When Anthony got hurt, I said, just get in. And they got in. And I think the Red Sox, in fairness to them, had a successful year last year. It wasn't the ultimate goal of winning a championship, but they did what they had to do. They made the playoffs. I'd say the Bruins are now there. The Bruins, the way they've played, the expectation should be get in.
And also, I mean, so they got Ottawa tomorrow on the road, but then Saturday against Montreal, and the way things are going, if it still holds, they might be the winner of that is leading the division.
Sitting
so maybe even like a
Atlantic.
Little bit of juice somehow in Boston, Montreal, which seems like it's been forever since that's been like a marquee matchup. So I don't know. That's kind of fun for the early season stuff.
Oh, for sure. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on the Bruins. We'll talk Celtics with Terp at High Noon. Pure Hoops every Wednesday with Terp. We got the hashtag Dork Minute at 1145. And on the way next, we'll do some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday. Would You Rather Wednesday. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We talked Bruins earlier this hour. We'll talk Celtics with Terp, Pure Hoops at High Noon.
Well, that's not all we're talking with Terp.
Well, that's a good point. We got to get into.
Yeah, we got to have an intervention.
We got to rattle his cage a little bit. A gambling intervention with Terp.
That's right.
You're some questionable bets.
He has to wear a clown suit for the whole interview.
At least the nose.
We should have thought of that.
Yeah, we really should have. What were we thinking? No, we'll put him on notice, and then next week,
yeah,
that's what he'll have to do if he misses again. And then he'll never be allowed to do the both touchdown parlay again.
That's it.
Yeah, all of that.
That's it.
Okay, good. I'm glad we hashed that out. So that's at High Noon with Terp. We'll talk to Brad Foe at 1, get the latest from the GM meetings. I know he was there in Breslow's suite the other day. So get ready.
Must be nice.
Get ready for Brad Foe coming up at 1 o'clock, plus the hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45. Meanwhile, Billy, what do we have on tap today in Would You Rather?
First up, would you rather be the Jets or the Giants?
Oh, it's delicious how bad both are.
Yeah.
Both are a mess. Giants just fired their coach. The Jets fired their coach last year, and they've had 9 games of Aaron Glenn. And even though they've won back-to-back games, doesn't look great. They traded Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. Garrett Wilson's currently hurt. Their quarterback is Justin Fields currently. They do have a bunch of draft picks, but that's because they traded Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams.
Right.
The Giants, I don't know who their next head coach is going to be, But they have Jackson Dart.
I was just telling you this in the break. The betting favorite is Mike McCarthy, as I just saw. I think he's 7-1.
And so that's kind of like a Vrabel hire where you're like, all right, he's at least going to get the floor way up. Right? It wouldn't be my first choice, but I think he's not bad.
No.
And after what you just had there, you need to turn things around. And they have a good trio of offensive players. So I think it's the Giants. Dart, Scadaboo, and Malik Nabers, if they all come back healthy, I think is a better place to be than the Jets.
So I agree with you. Let me play devil's advocate, though.
Please.
The way to do it, I think, would be, number one, the Jets may have the number one pick. And would you rather have Mendoza from Indiana or a quarterback like that or Jackson Dart? So that's where I would start,
yeah,
if I were looking at it. If you really like a quarterback in this year's class, assuming the Jets can even get that pick.
I was going to say, they might screw that up.
They might. They've won two in a row. They're well on their way to screwing it up. They tend
There's
to do that.
There's no consensus best quarterback in this class.
So
it's like Ty Simpson, Fernando Mendoza, if Dante Moore comes out.
So
I don't know if it's Ty Simpson. I mean, I know he's up there in the rankings, but Tennessee's also 1-8. So right now Tennessee has the inside track to be the number one pick again.
Would they dip back in at quarterback? Maybe they should.
No, maybe not.
But
then you could trade it.
But the Jets maybe, like the Giants could also have a really high pick, but they're not going to take a quarterback. They have Dart.
Mm.
So if you like Mendoza, if you like Simpson, and I kind of do, although you and Hart were telling me he's older than I thought.
Simpson's real old.
Yeah, I didn't realize
Pretty
that.
Pretty sure, yeah.
But I have like he's not the same style player as Jaden Daniels, but I have a similar feel with him that I had with Daniels a few years ago, where I bet against
Alabama. Simpson's 22.
Oh, in your face.
He'll be 23 at the end of this year, and he's a junior, so like I guess he's probably going pro, but yeah. No, he's not as old as like Nix and Penix,
okay.
But like he's, yeah.
But for I have a similar feel where early on in Jaden Daniels' last year at LSU, I bet against LSU a bunch, and I'm like, oh, this kid's kind of good. I did the same thing with Alabama and Ty Simpson. So if you like those quarterbacks, that's one. The other would be all these players on the Giants are already hurt. You just said it.
Yeah.
So Dart is like a concussion waiting to happen.
Oh, it's happened.
He's been in the blue medical tent four different times. Are you telling us that?
Yeah, yeah, four times since preseason started.
He has his own seat in there. It's like, no, that's Jackson's. He's going to be here any minute.
He'll be times in 13 weeks, and he didn't play for the first.
Like, that's wild. People are worried about Drake May. Like, that's the guy you should be worried about.
Dart plays like a maniac.
Not Drake May.
Yeah.
So how long is he going to last in the NFL?
Well,
Nabers is
already
coming
out
back.
This weekend. He's
Nabers
not
is coming back from an injury. Scadaboo's coming back from a pretty gruesome injury, and I know they're saying it's going to be he'll be back by like April. He'll be ready to go. I'll believe that when I see it. He'll be there for the whole offseason program.
I can already predict the future here on Camp Scadaboo. I think he does come back from that injury. Guys come back from crazy injuries. Dak Prescott's ankle looked like that, and he came back. I think he is one of these guys that is going to be pretty good for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
So, I mean,
don't you think you're going to look back at his Pro Football Reference and be like, oh, he had 1,200 yards rushing that year and then out of the league?
I like all those players. Nabers is awesome.
Oh, I thought you meant all those players like that.
No.
Like Steve Slayton.
No, I like all these Giants players. Like Nabers is awesome. Dart's way better than I thought. I didn't love him coming out. He's way better than I thought. Scadaboo's great.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all already hurt. So to play devil's advocate, you lean in on the Jets with a high pick and they reset it at quarterback, maybe. I also feel like the Jets have done that 50 million times. The answer
the
is the Giants.
The Jets just can't get the quarterback thing right. They can't. They even had a guy who now looks good in Sam Darnold, but he wasn't good for them. They tried the old-ass, you know, rental quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. Didn't work out.
Nope.
They're now on to Justin Fields. Not working out. So
Who's the best quarterback they've had in, like, the last?
Chad Pennington.
Was it Pennington or was it, like, didn't they have one good year with Fitz?
Maybe. Mark
Sanchez was good.
Well, no, he wasn't. The team
wasn't.
Was.
Yeah, the team, they were stacked.
They won with him.
Sanchez made it to two AFC title games, but like you look at his numbers, it was all the defense. So Sanchez is probably the most successful.
Fitzpatrick went 10-6 in 2015.
Okay.
It probably is Pennington, though.
Yeah, well, Pennington, between the Jets and the Dolphins, was the best quarterback in the division when Brady was here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I don't know. They're going to be quarterback fishing again, and so even if they get Mendoza or Simpson, those guys might be good somewhere else. It just feels like that franchise is cursed and the guy won't be good there. Plus, Breece Hall is going to be a free agent, right? So he's probably gone. They have Garrett Wilson just by himself. He's the Will Smith meme.
For now.
He's the Will Smith in the mansion meme with nobody else.
For now. They might be getting another first round pick in the near future, which I think ties into our next Would You Rather, Billy.
Would you rather have T. Higgins or Garrett Wilson?
I would rather have Garrett Wilson.
Okay, why?
I just think he's a better receiver. T. Higgins, to me, is and I know he's had good games without Jamar Chase. I still fear this, and I was consistent in saying this when the last couple of years when he was getting franchise tagged and then signed by the Bengals. I was skeptical what he is, if he is the true number one in your offense, the true alpha. Garrett Wilson has put up 1,000-yard seasons with just awful quarterback play, being the only guy there. And I watch him, and he feels like the kind of receiver that I like that can get open, and he's not just a jump ball guy, which is probably a little diminishing to T. Higgins in his game, but I think that's a large part of his game, being a jump ball guy, a 50-50 guy. I feel like Wilson moves better. I feel like he gets open more. I feel like he's done more with less, or at least had to do it with less, maybe not done more in New York. Mm-hmm. And I think if you put him with Drake May, for instance, Higgins would be great. I think Wilson would be better. So Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, Higgins is tough because I wanted Higgins when he was a free agent or a potential free agent. I thought he'd be a good fit. I feel like he was the kind of guy like Steph Diggs leaving Minnesota, where it wasn't like a true number one, but had the chance to be a true number one, but we still haven't seen it. And most of his success, he's had Ja'Marr Chase on the other side and Joe Burrow throwing him the ball. It's pretty weighted to like greatness. Yep. So I think I'd go with Garrett Wilson. I was surprised to see, though, they're only a year apart, even though this is year six.
Yeah, Wilson
six
feels a lot younger.
Yeah, you would think it'd be a much, much younger player. He isn't. I think they're kind of close, though. Like, if we just tiered, what, quarterbacks yesterday?
Yep.
If we tiered receivers, I think they'd be on the same tier.
Maybe.
But yeah, Garrett Wilson seems like already more of an a sure number one receiver on a team, where with Higgins, like, I think he can be.
Garrett Wilson, his last three, he's not going to get to 1,000 yards this year. He's hurt, and he wasn't trending that way anyway with Fields.
Yeah.
So he can't do it with every single quarterback. But Garrett Wilson, his first 3 years, 1,100 yards, 1,103, 1,042, 1,104. So pretty consistent. He went 83, 95, 101. Here are the quarterbacks that started games with Garrett Wilson.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Zach Wilson.
Nice.
Mike White.
Oh, Mike Effin White.
Joe Flacco, who I like.
Yeah, you like Flacco.
Trevor Siemian. Tim Boyle.
I remember Tim Boyle. I had a Tim Boyle the other week.
Aaron Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor played a bunch but didn't start
T-Mobile.
Games. I mean, those are the quarterbacks in 3 years when he was putting up basically 1,100 yards in three straight years. I would take care of
Meanwhile, it was Joe Burrow, mainly, and then also Jake Browning, Joe Flacco.
A little bit of Flacco.
Again, and Brandon Allen.
Yeah. Look, those other guys aren't great either.
No, they're not.
But that much time with Burrow, I think, certainly boost those numbers. What else, Billy?
Would you rather have a black widow in your broccoli or a caterpillar in your lettuce?
So, Stiz.
I prefer lettuce to broccoli.
All right. Yeah, you don't even really want the broccoli.
No.
Let alone have a black widow spider in it.
Correct.
So, Stiz on the afternoon show did, in fact, take home a broccoli. He's being healthy. Decided to cook himself a broccoli.
Yeah,
and
really,
a black widow spider jumped out?
It really kind of was like a double brag.
It was like I was eating broccoli, obviously.
I survived a black widow, but also, by the way, I'm eating healthy, ladies. I'm having some broccoli.
My body is my temple,
and
I treat it as such.
Exactly.
So I made sure to load up on the broccoli. Stiz has also kept the Black Widow spider. I don't know if he's planning a lawsuit or what he's doing. But
I believe he's angling for free things.
Yeah. I think
all he has right now is a free pet.
Billy, what did you say to him yesterday? Billy had a good line to Stiz yesterday.
Oh, he's like, I'm expecting something from Market Basket. I go, yeah, you're going to get new broccoli.
he's
going to get like a Market Basket franchise.
We can get you a broccoli crown. You're not going to own a location in your town.
There are some florets.
Yeah.
Billy's like, they're not going to give you a Market Basket.
No.
They're probably going to give you some free broccoli.
Like a gift card.
But he's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature.
where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Arc Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Kept the Black Widow coupon in a bottle in his home,
which he says he was scared. When he went down to sleep, he's like knowing there was a Black Widow in there.
The guy who watches horror movies every single night of his life is now scared that there's a Black Widow spider.
Well, I asked
him,
he's keeping
for some reason. And he looked into it. It's healthy. The thing's healthy, well, so PETA can get off his back.
He claims he looked into it. I haven't fact checked him on any of this.
Did.
But
I asked him
if he poked any holes in the bottle to like let the thing breathe.
He's like,
you don't need to, and it might escape.
It would escape.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, a Black Widow spider could, oh yeah, that could cause some damage.
So,
but now he has a pet spider, and I don't even know if he ate the broccoli. Would you still eat the broccoli?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't really.
I don't think
steaming won't help.
Yeah, I mean, you cook.
Yeah, you boil it.
Cook the venom right off. Yeah, I think that's fine. Yeah.
7.5 minutes in a little pot, you're good.
So, would I rather have a black widow
like
on my broccoli or a cat? I'd rather have a caterpillar in the lettuce.
Ugh.
Black widow's a better story. I mean, if you want to go with that, it's a much better story.
I had
a caterpillar in my lettuce. No one cares.
I've had that happen to me.
In my broccoli.
I've had the caterpillar in the lettuce. So, the first time visiting my we weren't married yet. I was at my wife's parents' house, and we were like eating, and I'm like eating this salad, and I look down, and it's like green lettuce, and then like a bright green caterpillar, and I'm like,
what do I do with that?
What about this?
Like, eat it. Eat it.
It's protein.
Yeah. You don't like the food? Oh, this guy's picky.
So, no, I think I would rather have the I'd rather have the Black Widow just for the experience.
Well, it's a better story. I mean, there's
a better story
about that. I mean, Stiz isn't talking about a caterpillar.
You can get your own location too.
Okay, what else, Billy?
Would you rather snow in November or snow in April?
Oh, this one's easy. Snow in November.
Yeah.
It's the beginning.
Hear about Nick? Nick had it.
Good point. It's the beginning of the season.
Yeah, April. It's like so annoying when you get that last.
It's the worst.
Last blast. You're like, wait, like aren't the Red Sox playing today? You're like, right. Why is there snow on the ground?
I can handle some early snow.
Yeah, bring it.
Hopefully that doesn't mean we're in for like months and months and months of it. But I can tolerate some early snow. In fact, I might even think it's nice. First snowfall, not so bad.
Yeah.
When you're still getting snow in March and April, that's a nightmare. So yeah, no, thank you.
But at least April, you know it's not going to linger.
It goes right into
November. November's going to be cold, so the snow's going to be around longer, as opposed to April, where you can get snow, and then 2 days later, it's 60 degrees.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, but then you get like
in Vermont, that turns into mud season.
I was going to say snow, rain, mud. And then you're like, this is just gross. That's
disgusting.
Yeah, I don't care for that. And like, that is the time where most kids are like, all right, let's get outside and play baseball, softball, whatever, lacrosse. And you're like, nope. Field's a mess, can't go on the field. So now we have to play baseball inside the gym where we're just smashing ground balls into the wood floor and they're hitting you in the neck.
You don't want that.
Yeah, no, we don't want that. Okay. So I'm with you.
Skip will kill you.
That second one, you better get it off the first skip. I'd take snow now. Snow ideally should be November, December, January, February, and then cool it.
November, December.
4 months.
Oh, I think ideally it's
4 months.
December, January, February.
Well, 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm okay with 4 months.
November snow is not ideal, but I prefer it. Way more than March or April snow. Yeah, for sure. 617-779-7937. How about this? I found a Black Widow in my bedroom in East Falmouth last night.
That's what they called my ex-wife.
Stiz was in East Falmouth last night?
Yes. I guess he brought his pet around with him. Did he name the spider?
I was going to ask
that.
Yeah,
he should.
Has he named the spider yet? He comes home. He's like, hey,
Scarlett
little fella.
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah.
I'll text him.
Hey, yeah, and figure out if Stiz has named that thing yet. I wouldn't rule it out if he hasn't.
Actually, it's before noon. He's not going to answer.
Yeah,
he's
well,
still sleeping,
no,
but.
No, he's definitely snoozing right now.
Plotting his death right now. Whatever he's doing, he's like, boy, that guy sleeps a lot.
I could kill him.
What's
so,
this guy getting up?
I could kill him so easily. If I get out of this bottle, I could kill him so many times, so many different ways. 617-779-7937. More your phone calls coming up, and we have the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe next. One.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi. You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy, have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
You and I will go see this new Marvel. People are saying it's actually nuts.
I'm going to give it a rock-hard 5 out of 6.
Nah, don't spoil it. Do not spoil it. What's going on?
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
All right, little hashtag Dork Minute here on Jones and Keefe. You can check out the Dork Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, on YouTube as well, Twitter, Instagram, easy to find. And this week, a couple of episodes, including a review of Frankenstein.
Ooh.
Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. It is on Netflix, so it's free to stream. I always say free. You're paying for Netflix.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying.
You don't even have to leave your house.
You don't have to leave your house. It's like 2.5 hours. You're out. No, I know you're never going to think about it. But for the people out there looking for a movie to watch.
I just wouldn't start with the 2.5 hours to sell it.
Okay, what if I told you Victor Frankenstein's in it? What if I told you Frankenstein's monster is in
it? All right, now I'm listening.
A bunch of characters from Mary Shelley's novel that was written in 1818. It's kind of cool to me that a story that came out 200 years ago is still being told, still being done. So if you are a real bookhead, real Frankenstein head, Guillermo del Toro does make some changes, but that's, I guess, his want to do. But Oscar Isaac plays Victor Frankenstein, who plays a good, crazy Victor Frankenstein. Jacob Elordi, who is everybody's favorite. You know it's Jacob Elordi?
No.
Oh, he's very attractive.
Okay. He's a favorite of the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and the guys. Let's be honest. He was in Euphoria, which is a show that's been on pause. That's the Sydney Sweeney and Zendaya show.
Yeah. I'm familiar with their work. What's his name? Yeah.
His name is Jacob Elordi.
Okay.
He plays the monster, and he's in quite a bit of makeup for this. So I don't know if the ladies still find him attractive because they really, really monster him up a bit.
Okay.
Nick, you saw this movie, though. You liked it?
I did. I really liked it.
It was good. It's like a big, like it's more of even like a, I don't want to say like epic, but like just these giant like scenes. Like I think it's going to get Oscar nomination type stuff. It's like a movie.
Is that right? Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Isn't that the kind of movie you'd want to see in a theater?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a home theater.
Or
perhaps
home theater.
You're fancy enough. These TVs. Now, I heard Rob Ninkovich talking about it this morning. Big TVs aren't that expensive anymore. So a lot of people have a sort of a home theater.
Good point.
86% critics, 95% audiences. So people seem to be liking Frankenstein a lot. The other episode we did this week was a movie that is in the theaters only. Predator Badlands. Also really good. This is a good movie weekend. A
lot of buzz from Wiggy on this one the other day.
Wiggy loved it.
A lot of excitement.
Wiggy was jumping around yesterday being like, I want to see it. Or 2 days ago, he's like, I got to see it. Then he went and saw it. Loved it. 85% critics, 95% audience. This one a little bit different. If you're used to like the Arnold Schwarzenegger Predator or even some of the subsequent Predator movies that they've made, they're now up to 9 if you include the Alien versus Predator movies. One of them's animated, which came out earlier this year, which is really, really good. It's on Hulu. But usually the Predators are just like killing machines that you see like from the other side. This one, you're kind of like from the Predator's perspective more.
Ah.
They come up with like a Predator language for the Predators to talk to each other. And then Elle Fanning is in it. She's like a human actress, but she plays a non-human character in the movie. And she's like working with a Predator. It's really good.
Okay.
And it's PG-13.
From the Predator's perspective.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you get to find out about the Predators. And they have a tough family upbringing, some of these Predators.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just get turned into a monster.
No. I'll just say the dad was pretty hard on some of the young Predators.
Oh, really?
I don't want to spoil the film, but there's a little bit of that. Yeah, he's not very nice to some of the young Predators.
Okay.
Some good creatures in this. People were worried. Well, I should say people. Wiggy was worried that it was PG-13 because you're like, Predators usually pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
But what they did was no humans and the blood is like green.
Got
so
it.
That's like the workaround.
So that knocked it down
and
a little bit.
Unfortunately, no Predator sex scenes.
I was going to say, no Predator nudity.
No Predator on Predator. No synth on Predator. No hybrid on clone. None of that.
Oh, man.
So I know. I still like the movie, though.
What am I going to the movies for?
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. But that's the workaround. So there's no like crazy swearing. There's no female breasts and there's no red blood.
All right,
PG, it was practically rated PG.
I can handle 2 out of 3.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. Sorry to do that to you. All right, TV shows right now.
She pulls out her breasts, and she's juggling them.
Not in that movie.
Not in that film.
Unfortunately, not in that movie.
Maybe Predator Badlands 2.
Although, Nick, did you see the very end of the most recent episode of The Chair Company?
I did. That caught me by surprise.
That is one way of putting it. Something that happened on The Chair Company. I didn't.
Magnum Dong.
I did not think that you could show what they showed. Although, I think House of the Dragon did this too. It's not simply. I'll just leave it at this, Jones, because this is a family show and it's lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
It's not simply full frontal male nudity. There's more to it. And I'll leave it at that. I don't want.
Okay.
But be prepared.
I hadn't watched an episode yet, but now I might.
So if you're watching,
see something you've never seen before.
So I would say don't watch The Chair Company at the end with your kids or your parents. I would watch it by yourself or alone.
You'll never look at The Christmas Carol the same way.
Thank you. That's true.
Okay.
But so this is Tim Robinson's show that I absolutely love. It's ripping right along. We are 5 episodes now into an 8-episode season. It's real funny.
Tanguay made an appearance.
He popped up very briefly in episode 4. I think we're going to see him again. He did not. He was not in episode 5.
Now, does Tanguay do nudity? Is that in his contract?
I'll have to ask
him. That he'll do nudity.
He's like, I'll only do the show if there's nudity. Like, it really doesn't call for it here.
Okay.
He's like, what if it's tasteful? And so this show's going great. Also on HBO on Sunday nights is...
Gag me with a Fenway Frank.
Okay. That worked.
Welcome to Derry. I'm loving this show. There are 3 episodes in. It's the prequel to the movie It, but one of the characters, this is a minor spoiler, one of the characters is the dude from The Shining.
Okay.
The guy that Scatman Crothers plays. What do they call him? Doc? No, he calls the kid Doc.
No, he calls kid Doc.
What's his name in the, Dick Halloran.
Yes.
Dick Halloran. Which also.
Yep. It works.
A good connection to the chair company. But, so it's like a young version of Dick Halloran from The Shining is in this as well. So
okay.
It's not just like a Pennywise prequel. It's also like the whole Stephen King universe. So I'm digging the show. Like it a lot. Another show, it's wild, called Pluribus. It's on Apple TV Plus. There are 2 episodes in. It's a Friday show. Vince Gilligan, who wrote and created and directed Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, is doing this show. And the woman, Rhea Seehorn, who was in Better Call Saul, is the main character in this show. It's sci-fi. Some reviews have said it's the greatest pilot episode ever of a show.
Wow.
Which I feel like it's not even Vince Gilligan's best. I feel like Breaking Bad had a better pilot than this. But it's very good, and I'm curious to see where it goes. There's like a kind of like an alien invasion type thing. It's very sci-fi. But I'm interested to see where this goes. Pluribus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird name, but that's what we're going with. A couple of movies are going to be in theaters this weekend. The Running Man. I thought it was last weekend. Nope. I guess originally it was, but they wanted to get off the same date as Predator Badlands, so they moved it to this weekend.
Because you've not seen the new one yet.
No.
You rewatched the
old classic with Richard Dawson. But yeah, Glenn Powell's Running Man, although early reviews aren't great. Now You See Me, Now You Don't. This is the 3rd Now You See Me movie. Which they're all pretty trash movies, and I love magic. These are magic movies.
Okay.
Jesse Eisenberg's in it. They have a big cast.
Right.
The only reason I bring it up is they're the latest movie to release a specialty popcorn bucket. You know how a lot of these ones have like...
Yeah.
So some are like...
Yeah, like the Dune one?
Like the Dune one.
Yes.
Which I still have.
I wait till my wife leaves town.
Just extra butter, please. So they put this one out. And it actually is like a magic trick in of itself where you can like move it around and it can make it look like the popcorn disappeared. It's pretty cool.
That's
great. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know if we wish this into existence or not, Jones, but last week, remember we were talking about how Miss Piggy was getting a movie?
Yeah.
And then we somehow got down the path of Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah, well, Horniest Mount Rushmore is I think what we were getting into. Yeah.
Guess what?
Jessica Rabbit?
Getting her own movie.
What's it rated?
X.
I'm going to...
Hopefully more than PG-13.
Triple X.
Yeah.
Okay, and good. They're bringing back the NC-17 just for the Jessica Rabbit movie.
Good. I hope.
So apparently they're working on that. I'm very excited about it. And today, something for the kids. The new Mario movie trailer came out. The Super Mario Galaxy movie, which comes out April 3rd, 2026.
May have to show that to Lucas.
Yeah, that might go to the theater with CC Beans for that one.
Let him go watch the trailer.
Yep, definitely.
Okay,
they like the first one. So this is the sequel to that. Brie Larson and Benny Safdie joined the cast as Princess Rosalina and Bowser Jr., respectfully.
Respectively.
Respectively.
And also respectfully.
And respectfully. Yeah, both. Okay.
So there you go. There's the Dork Minute.
That's minutes. What's going on out there in the hashtag Dork Minute every Wednesday, 11:45 with Rich Keefe. Every Wednesday at high noon, we talk pure hoops with Terp, Justin Turpin, WEEI. Let's do that next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.